Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On February the 16th, 1950, Princess Alice, Countess of Athlone, a granddaughter of Queen Victoria and an aunt of King George VI, was installed as Chancellor of the newly established University College of the West Indies in a formal ceremony at Mona in Jamaica. The elaborate ceremony, which was front-page news in Barbados, was attended by dignitaries from across the region and beyond, including the Governor of Barbados, Sir Alfred Savage. She was escorted to the ceremony by the Principal of the University College, Dr. T.W.J. Taylor, the Vice-Principal, Philip Sherlock, and the Registrar, future Barbadian national hero, Hugh Springer. After the Principal had read the relevant passages from the Royal Charter granted to the College by King George VI, Princess Alice recited the oath of office and was robed as the University College's first Chancellor. In her remarks, Princess Alice expressed her gratitude for the honour, noting that she was the first woman in history to be appointed as the Chancellor of a university. After setting out her vision for the new university, she concluded, "Keep your wonder at great and noble things, like sunlight and thunder, the rain, the stars, the wind, the sea, the growth of trees, the return of harvest, the greatness of heroes. Keep your hearts hungry for new knowledge. Keep your power of indignation. And keep your hatred of a lie." If the appointment of a woman as the university's first chancellor was unprecedented, it was not surprising, given the extensive links Princess Alice enjoyed with the University of London. Graduates of the University College were awarded external degrees of the University of London until the University of the West Indies was given its own degree awarding powers in 1962. Princess Alice's husband, the Earl of Athlone, was Chancellor of the University of London from 1932 to 1955, while she had extensive experience of academic administration as Chair of the Council at Royal Holloway College, an all-female college of the University of London from the 1930s until the 1960s. In addition, the Vice-Chancellor of the University of London, Professor Lillian Penson, previously been a member of the Asquith Commission on Higher Education in the Colonies, which had recommended the establishment of a university in the West Indies in 1945. Professor Penson had shattered an academic glass ceiling in her own right when she became Vice-Chancellor of the University of London 2 years earlier in 1948. She was the first woman ever appointed as the Vice-Chancellor of a university in Britain or the Commonwealth. Princess Alice of Athlone served as Chancellor of the University College from 1950 through the transition to the University of the West Indies in 1962 until her retirement in 1971. She also presided over the university's first graduation ceremony in Barbados in 1966. She died in 1981 at the age of 97.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.